The plan calls for turning the old School 44 and the Broadway Fillmore community into 82 units of housing at a cost in the high $20 million range. Financing would come from historic tax credits and state housing loans, both of which might be hit in the final tax bill. Right now, architect Steve Carmina says the goal is to start construction in June or July and spend 13 months on the conversion, watching D.C. carefully to make sure the financing system stays in place to allow construction. Carmina says this is a solid building.
It has a lot to do with the fact that most of these schools that are receiving historic tax credits were all built around the same period of time when Buffalo was booming and the neighborhoods were booming. And those schools that were built in the late 1800s, early 1900s, all received the same types of additions in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s.
This is the latest former school building to be turned into housing. Carmina says it will be mostly one-bedroom units with some two- and three-bedroom units. The plan is to rent to people starting families who can move into larger apartments in School 44 before eventually shifting into the private rental market. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.